100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:45.
All right. So here's a sample of the song Hardly Breathe that won a trip to tonight's Grammys for Warwick teenager Chloe Borthwick.
I can hardly breathe. This is so contagious.
Unbelievable voice. And she wrote it, and she's going to tell us now that this is a very special month for her. ChloeBorthwick.com is her website. She turns sweet 16 later this month, and tonight she's at the Grammys in L.A.
The Grammy Foundation was hosting this competition that I found out because I was applying for Grammy Camp, and I write songs a lot in my free time, and one of the competitions was about, like, substance abuse, and I wrote this song in, like, 8th grade going into 9th grade, and, like, over this time span of when I was writing the song, like, a lot of, like, my personal friends were experimenting with drugs and things like that, and I kind of felt, like, almost vulnerable and, like, left out because of just, like, this new thing that I wasn't expecting. And so, like, the song has a lot of metaphorical connections with substance abuse, so I entered my song in it, and it won second place.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How happy are you that you have your...
I am very happy.
Yes, of course. But how happy are you that you have your art to go to when teenage years can be turbulent? You've got a place to hang out and create, right?
Yeah, it's great. I really would have nothing without any form of art. I'm also, I'd like to draw, and I love writing songs, and that's like really a good sort of escape.
All right, so now they're going to fly you out to the Grammys, is that true?
Yes, they are. They are. I mean, yeah. Yeah, they are.
Will we see you on the Grammy show, or will they refer to you, or will they mention you at all?
I'm not sure. There was a press release, so like people know about it, but I'm not sure if I'll like appear on TV or anything like that. But I do get to go to Grammy rehearsals and like watch in on things and go to the Grammys.
Great. Now, I want you to predict your future if you could. Paint your future in the arts. What would it look like?
Well, my dream is just to be able to make music and perform my music as a career because, you know, that's like what makes me happy. And I just feel, why should you settle for something else? If you know you're going to do something for the rest of your life, it should be what you want to do. So that's my goal.
Well, terrific. I see you as a one-name superstar, just Chloe. And we'll be able to say we knew her when.
Thank you.
Good. Get so big so fast you don't take our phone calls anymore.
I'll always take your phone calls.
Thanks a lot, Chloe. All the best in school and all the best at the Grammys.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
This is your hometown station and we're up behind you 100%.
Thank you so much.
When you're at the Grammys, is there any particular performer you either want to see or actually meet?
Well, Adele is performing at the Grammys and that would be amazing.
All right, so all we can hope for her tonight is she gets some sort of a mention, and maybe she runs into Adele backstage. Who knows?
Have a wonderful, wonderful time, Chloe. We want to hear all about it when you get back.
Absolutely, and here is Adele, When We Were Young, at 100.7 WHUD. Good morning.